నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
హరే కృష్ణ. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 8 చాప్టర్ 12 చాప్టర్ అండ్ టైటిల్ మోహినిమూర్తి బివిల్డర్స్ లార్డ్ శివ.
తం వీక్ష దేవ ఇతి కండుక లీల ఏషద్ తం వీక్ష దేవ ఇతి కండుక లీల ఏషద్ వ్రీడా స్ఫుత స్మిత విశ్రుత కటాక్ష ముష్ట వ్రీడా స్ఫుత స్మిత వృష్ట కటాక్ష ముష్ట శ్రీ ప్రేక్షణ ప్రతి సమీక్షణ విహివలాత్మా శ్రీ ప్రేక్షణ ప్రతి సమీక్ష విహివలాత్మా నాత్మానమంతికా మాం స్వగణాంశ్చ వేద. నాత్మానమంతికౌ మాం స్వగణాంశ్చ వేద. తాం వీక్ష దేవ ఇతి కందుక లీల ఏషద్ వ్రీడా స్ఫుత స్మిత విశ్రుత కటాక్ష ముష్ట స్త్రీ ప్రేక్షణ ప్రతి సమీక్షణ వివాలత్ స్త్రీ ప్రేక్షణ ప్రతి సమీక్షణ వివలాత్మా నాత్మానమంతికౌ మాం స్వగణాంశ్చ వేద. తాం వీక్ష దేవ ఇతి కందుక లీల ఏషద్ వ్రీడా స్ఫుత స్మిత విశ్రుష్ట కటాక్ష ముష్ట స్త్రీ ప్రేక్షణ ప్రతి సమీక్షణ వివలాత్మా నాత్మానమంతికౌ మాం స్వగణాంశ్చ వేద.
మాతాజీస్
word to word meaning. Tam, her, vikshaya, after observing, devaha, Lord Shambhu, iti, in this way, kanduka leelaya, by playing with the ball, ishat, slight, vrida, by bashfulness, asputa, not very distinct, smita, with smiling, vishrishta, sent, kataksha, kataksha mushtaha, defeated by the glances, sri prekshana, by glancing at that beautiful woman, prati samikshana, and by constantly being watched by her, vivala atma, whose mind was agitated, na, not, atmanam, himself, antike, situated, nearby, umam, his wife, madaruma, swaganan, swaganancha, and his associates, Veda, Lord Shiva could understand. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. While Lord Shiva observed the beautiful woman playing with the ball, she sometimes glanced at him and slightly smiled in bashfulness. As he looked at the beautiful woman and she watched him, he forgot both himself and Uma, his most beautiful wife, as well as his associates nearby. Purport. The material bondage of this world is that a beautiful woman can captivate a handsome man, and that a handsome man can captivate a beautiful woman. Such are the affairs that begin when Lord Shiva observed the beautiful girl playing with the ball. In such activities, the influence of Cupid is very prominent, as both parties move their eyebrows and glance at one another, their lusty desires increase more and more. Such reciprocations of lusty desire took place between Lord Shiva and the beautiful woman. Even though Uma and Lord Shiva's associates were by Lord Shiva's side, such is the attraction between men and women in the material world. Lord Shiva was supposed to be above all this attraction, but he was victimized by the captivating power of Lord Vishnu. Rishabhdev thus explains the nature of lusty attraction. Pumsa istriya mithuni bhava meyatam tayor mitho hridaya granthi mahu ato griha shetra sutapta vittir janasya mohoyam aham mameti. The attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. On the basis of this misconception, which ties together the hearts of the male and female, one becomes attracted to his body, home, property, children, relatives and wealth. In this way, one increases life's illusions and thinks in terms of I and mine. When a man and woman exchange feelings of lust, both of them are victimized, and thus they are bound to this material world in various ways. Om jnanati mirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshuron militam jena tasmai shri gurve nama shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam jena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamsa shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunatham vitam tam sajivam Sadvaitam, Savadutam, Parijana Saitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Pada, Sahagana Lalita, Shri Vishaka Vitamsya, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta, Swaminiti Namine, Namaste Saraswate Deve, Gauravani Pracharide,
నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతాని నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామనే గౌరతుషే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానో సుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియ. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార్ శ్రీవాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ హరే
హరే కృష్ణ. సో వెరీ స్పెషల్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ ఈస్ బీంగ్ డిస్కస్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ చాప్టర్ వేర్ లార్డ్ బికమ్స్ అ ఉమెన్ అండ్ హీ బివిల్డర్స్ ద పర్సనాలిటీ హూ యాక్చువల్లీ డిఫీటెడ్ క్యూపిడ్. ఇట్స్ వెరీ స్పెషల్. ఇఫ్ యూ సీన్ భాగవతం, all the great devotees, what Krishna has manifested as pastime through them is very contradictory. Like it is said that a diamond will shine if kept on the darker surface. If you go to the diamond shop, they will keep some black velvet they keep and then put diamonds so that in contrast it shines more. In first canto, Kunti Maharani was a woman. But the prayer, what Krishna, it's like Krishna forced from her mouth, is the prayers of Vairag, prayers which even sannyasis should meditate on, is by Kunti Maharani. Determination to achieve Lord by a 5-year-old boy, Dhruva. All contradictory. Bhishma speaking something about determination, we can easily understand. But Krishna showed determination using Dhruva as an example. Same Prahlad Maharaj. Jai Shri Shri Radharas Bihari Bhagwan Ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Shri Shri Gaunitai Ki. Same Prahlad Maharaj, small 5-year-old boy, and the philosophy what he spoke was amazing. He's talking about attachment to material world and how we can cut that knot. So very contradictory things we see in Bhagavatam because it shines more. In this pastime also, Lord Shiva, who could not be bewildered by anyone, anything material, it's mentioned by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that Uma, a Parvati, the most beautiful lady, the entire material creation, and Lord Shiva is not affected by her beauty. Even in sixth canto we see when Chitraketu Maharaj saw Lord Shiva is giving Bhagavatam and all the sadhus and sannyasis are sitting and hearing Bhagavatam, and Lord Shiva made his wife Parvati seated on his lap. When Kamdev also came, was burned to ashes. So Krishna is also manifesting this pastime through Lord Shiva. And also Lord Shiva becomes happy with this pastime because he knows by this pastime Lord Krishna will be glorified more. So these contradictory things we see a lot in Srimad Bhagavatam. And now in this from few verses we are discussing about how Lord Shiva, he came with his entire family and to Vaikuntha, requested Lord Vishnu that I miss that form. I have seen all the avatars, but that miss that special unique form. Can you please show me? So Lord Krishna is like, looking at him, can you digest it? And he said, yeah, I can. You see, my wife, so beautiful. She is controlling entire material creation by the glance. and I am not affected, so I will not be affected. Okay. So be it. If you desire, I will not waste your visit to me, because he is Varad Raj. Lord Vishnu is Varad Raj. Anyone comes and asks for some boon, Lord will give. Okay. Take it, if you can digest it. And suddenly, he saw this forest. Amazing description. Green forest with pink leaves. All very exotic scene is there. And there, Lord Shiva sees a woman, a beautiful woman. And all the description is given by Shukadeva Goswami. When Lakshmi, Mother Lakshmi appeared from the ocean before this pastime, the churning of milk ocean, Shukadeva Goswami didn't describe much about her in terms of features. But here, when Lord is taking form of a woman, Shukadeva Goswami describes every detail. And so here he sees Lord Shiva and gets affected, because it's Vishnu Maya. Yoga Maya. It's not that Shiva will get any time affected with Mahamaya. It's internal potency. Now in this verse, a special word comes. Stri Prekshana Prati Samikshana. The woman is a Maya Shakti for man, and man is a Maya Shakti for woman. Prabhupada clarifies. Purport first line. The material bondage of this world is such that a beautiful woman can capture a captive, a handsome man, and a handsome man can captivate a beautiful woman. It works both the ways. It's not one-sided. For both, get attracted. How the attraction starts? Just by looking at a woman, one may not get agitated. Or for same for woman, just by looking at a handsome man, the mind may not get agitated. So that is why it is said, Lord Shiva was seeing Mohini Murti from long time. But now what happened? Stri Prekshana. Lord Shiva is seeing Stri Prekshana. He is watching this beautiful lady. What happened? Prati Samikshana. Now Mohini Murti also, she glanced at Lord Shiva. So there the connection starts. When both look at each other, that is the time when connection starts. Otherwise just little bit, just the wind, it just goes. So someone may see opposite gender, it just goes away. But when they see both each other, then it goes to the mind. And that is what happened here in this verse. Now, Lord also glanced. And how? With bashfulness. The shy glance, not straight. Here Prabhupada writes, as both parties move their eyebrows and glance at one another, their lusty desires increase more and more. So now the connection started. And that is what Rishabhadev is also saying. Pumsa Sthriya Mithuni Bhava Medha Tayor Mitho Ridaya Ganti Mahur. This Ridaya Granti will be established, or it's there already, but become more tightened when both get involved, both the parties get involved. So whenever we see any beautiful object, we get attracted. Even a small child, even small animals, newborn animals. It may be a child of the cub of a lion. We get attracted anything we see beautiful. Now here, someone sees a beautiful woman, he'll be attracted. And when woman sees back, then the relationship starts. And then everything goes in the mind.
Dhyayato Vishayan Punsam. That time starts. Dhyayato Vishayan Punsam. Sangasteshu Pajayate. Sangas Sanjayate Kama. Kama Krodho Vijayate. So these three stated. Dhyan, Sangha and Kama. This is how the third stage of Kama will be established when Dhyan and then followed by Sangha. If we can use this dhyana as given in Srimad Bhagavatam in first canto here in the 15th verse of second chapter, it says, Yad anudhyasina yukta karma granthi nibandhanam chindanti kovidastasya kona kuryat katharatim. The first stage which leads to lust or kama is dhyan. So dhyan has to be diverted or dovetailed towards the katha of Lord Vishnu. With sword in hand, intelligent men cut through the binding knots of reactionary work, karma, by remembering the personality of Godhead. Therefore, who will not pay attention to his message? Now someone who is practicing, you know, sadhaka, maybe a male or female. One thing is that common is we have to avoid this sangha. Otherwise, it will lead to further entanglement in material world. So we read Bhagavatam, we hear philosophy, we recite verses. So if it is only at the jnana platform, knowledge platform, theoretical, then when the actual test will come, will not be able to survive. That's why jnanis, it's difficult for them to survive. We have so many examples. Vishwamitra Muni. And the contrast is we have devotees like Haridas Thakur, who could easily not only sustain the test of Maya, but transform the Maya. Gave Diksha mantra to Maya Devi herself. So here in this purport, in this 1.2.15, Srila Prabhupada writes, liberation from material bondage is therefore a byproduct of devotional service. Attainment of spiritual knowledge. Prabhupada is saying spiritual knowledge. He is not talking about even material knowledge. Attainment of spiritual knowledge is not sufficient to ensure liberation. This liberation, which is a byproduct of devotional service, it cannot be attained by spiritual knowledge. Such knowledge must be overcoated with devotional service, so that ultimately the devotional service alone predominates. Then liberation is made possible. So here, taking, you know, learning from this pastime of Lord Shiva and Mohini Murti, we can understand how the Maya actually captures. How it, when we meditate on some object, and the, you know, the opposite person also reciprocates, then the intensity of meditation increases. Intensity of the dhyana will increase, gradually developing into attachment. And then when attachment intensifies and becomes thicker and thicker, then leads to lust, kama. This is a stage when it's very difficult to take a U-turn. Here we will see Lord Shiva actually was not bewildered by lust. But that's a material thing. He cannot be bewildered by material things. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, even Lord Vishnu, he will confirm. After 15, 16 verses, in one verse he says that, my dear Lord Shambhu, when he, you know, Lord Shiva discharged semen and then he came to his senses. My dear Lord Shambhu, who within the material world but you can surpass my illusory energy? The Lord is saying that no one can surpass my illusory energy but you. So we can understand that he was not affected. Now we are toddlers. At least for me, I can say I am a toddler. All time engaged, you know, all time Maya. You know, ATM. So it's all. Now here, very beautiful thing the Lord is saying, people are generally attached to sense enjoyment and conquered by its influence. Indeed, the influence of material is very difficult them to surmount. So one thing is there, that does not mean that we just give up the struggle. Because when we struggle, then Lord gives mercy and He pulls us. The Supreme Personality of God, He again says, the best, O best of the demigods, although you have been amply harassed. He was sufficiently harassed because Lord didn't only, you know, made him discharge his semen. He ran, as a Mohini, he ran through the assemblies of sages. When Brahma, he ran behind his daughter, Lord Shiva was so angry, infuriated, and he threw his trident behind Lord Brahma, and Brahma has to run, save his life. After that, what happens? That we should understand. After that, Brahma gives up his body. What is giving up of his body? Is it Brahma giving body and then we have to find another? Krishna has to find another Brahma? Now, Acharya has explained, Brahma has actually given a body many times. If you read the second canto, the creation, how it takes place, when Brahma is creating, many times he gets affected and he gives up his body. So, that time, giving up body means giving up the pravritti, the nature, the contamination. He gave up. Here also, O best of the demigods, although you have been amply harassed because of my potency in assuming the form of a woman, you are established in your position. Yourself. Lord Shiva understood. That all, and then, you know, he was very pleased, but Lord Shiva was also pleased that my Lord will be glorified with this pastime in all the worlds. So he understood that this is, I was transcendentally cheated. Therefore, may all good fortune be upon you. What we learn from this is we will be affected by Maya, definitely. Once I was, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, he told me to read Bhagavatam for him. Ajamil section was going on. And Ajamil, he falls down. He goes to pluck flowers and from the forest and he sees this drunkard man and woman embracing each other and then he meditates and he is gone. So I asked Maharaj, why it happens with, you know, sadhaka, sometimes they get affected by Maya. Maharaj said, not sometimes, every time. So it's not sometimes, it's a struggle till we enter Vaikuntha. Mohini Murti is not an eternal form, but eternally she exists. Mohini Murti, this form, eternally exists. Where? When we go, it's given in Brihad Bhagavata Amrita. When Gop Kumar is going, so there are 8 layers which you have to pass after this material world, so there are so many. Once you cross this material universe, you know, before you enter Vaikuntha, there's a lot of gap and all the illusion will come, a lot of illusion will come. There will be colorful tents and all yogis are sitting there and they will tell you are God. So that is, it's not that after leaving this Brahmanda, you are safe. You are still in material world. And Mohini is sitting there. And Gop Kumar is going. Mohini is saying, Mohini Murthy is saying, my dear Gop Kumar, where are you going? I am your God. It is not false. I am the same God sitting here.
but I don't have any pujari to stay and become my pujari. He pays obeisances, let me go, and then he goes. So still, you know, she is there and chanting. So we will be affected all the time. But you should not be discouraged or disheartened. If you read Prabhupada's Lila Amrit, how Prabhupada himself, he saw so many devotees getting affected. Prabhupada he felt bad. But even devotees got disheartened. Prabhupada encouraged them all the time. Prabhupada didn't allow anyone to fall victim of this concept that I cannot practice bhakti. I cannot be purified. We have to accept. Many times it happens that we think we are at a good status, we are very purified, in a purified state, and when we get affected with maya, we think now I am gone. Now I cannot again, you know, stand in Krishna consciousness, reinstate myself in Krishna consciousness. So this is the bigger problem. First, we have to diagnose and understand that we are already captivated by maya. It's not that we will be affected. We are already affected. We are living in the kingdom of maya. Here in Juhu, when this temple was getting constructed, Prabhupada, one devotee asked Prabhupada, there is so much maya here in temple. Prabhupada said, what is the big deal if there is maya in temple? The big deal is we have built temple in the kingdom of maya. That is something glorious. So Prabhupada never said, you know, there will be no maya. So we are already affected with illusory potency. We are there. Diving deep in the ocean. If we understand this, then look towards the process of bhakti, we can gradually. That will also make us humble. We'll be humble and practice Krishna consciousness. Knowing that we are affected. Then this concept, which is most dangerous concept, it's also by illusory potency that you cannot perform bhakti. Now you are so fallen. See, you fell down with woman. You're so fallen. Now gone. Now better come out from the association of devotees and enjoy this material world. This is also illusion by maya. For devotees, it will not come direct. It will come very subtly. Lead ultimately to that disastrous state of life. We should never be victimized by this concept. This is very dangerous. And that is why Srila Rupa Goswami, he also writes in Nectar of Devotion the 9 qualities of a pure devotee. So one of the quality is Asha Baddha. A devotee is a pure devotee. Hope against hope, Srila Prabhupada says. Even in the face of hopelessness, we should be hopeful. And from where this hope comes? But I've personally seen many devotees, you know, especially youngsters, they get affected with this concept that I cannot do it only. I'm so contaminated, I cannot do it. But why do you forget the power of bhakti? Why do you forget power of bhakti? But he has not forgotten because he has not performed bhakti properly. So this hope, even in the, you know, disastrous state of our consciousness, where we are completely contaminated, this hope that this process of bhakti will pull me up, this is required. And how it comes? By performance of bhakti. If we have already performed bhakti and we have some taste, either by chanting or by reading, hearing, association,
and very powerful form, one devotee said, especially when mind is uncontrolled.
Jai Shri Shri Radharas Pihari Sitaram Lakshmanaman Gaur Nithai Ki.
When mind is uncontrolled and we are not able to tame the mind, very important that time is to serve the deities directly. To directly serve the deities. Now one may not be a brahmana, then how he will serve? He can wash the vessels, wash the utensils in which cooking of for Lord has happened, in which plate the Lord has eaten his bhoga. That is in direct touch with the Lord. Immediately purifies. Because it's not our contaminated consciousness, it is always contaminated. But now, illusory potency, the Maya, is attacking at the level of mind, not at the body. We were always contaminated before coming to ISKCON, we were always contaminated. Now we are rising up. And now again we get affected at the level of mind. So here that's what Lord is pointing out to Lord Shiva, that you established yourself on your own and you understood. This is important. This fight, this struggle will go on till the time we reach at the level of Prema Bhakti. Till that time struggle will go on. So we should be ready, even mentally. Like in North India, the winter is there and it will increase December, January, it will peak. But the people living in North India, they know, they are mentally prepared that winter is coming. Once the January month is gone, February is gone, March is coming, they are mentally prepared that April, May, June and the peak of the heat will, 50 degree. Will come. So because they are mentally prepared, they can face it. And this is Tam Titikshvasa Bharata. They can easily tolerate because they are mentally prepared. Suddenly, one sadhaka chanting, he says, I am not able to chant, not feeling like chanting. Why? I am feeling very contaminated. Were you purified any time? You are always contaminated. That is a struggle. We should be mentally prepared. That yes, I have to struggle. How long? Till the time you reach to the goal. Sometimes, in the summer season, for devotees, they go to South India to preach. You take the train. If it's not, it's a sleeper class train, they take devotees. And so heat. May, in the month of May, so hot, the train is burning. And if you open the windows also, the wind blowing is so, you know, it's like fire. So we ask ourselves, when will I get relieved? When you reach the destination, that is the time you will get relieved. So does that mean that you get down before destination? No, you will lose. So whatever journey you have done, now continue that path. So we have to be mentally ready for struggle. You have to be ready for struggle. We should not give up. And that is success of sadhaka. Sadhana means following the rules and regulations, not giving up. And then we will go to Raganugamar. So this is, if this is there, whatever may be the situation, we'll again and again reinstate ourselves. In case we get affected so badly by illusory potency, we will be reinstated. Because we know where to go. A doctor and a patient, both gets affected. What is the difference between doctor getting fever and patient getting fever? Patient does not know the cure, but doctor knows. So devotees, we know the process. We have read the process, we have practiced the process, we have heard about the process, we have heard, and that is why Bhagavatam is giving again and again, again and again, this type of examples. Ajamil, he was around 25 years age, and when Vishnu Dutas came, this Yamdutas were pulling him off, he was 88 years old. 53 years. He left everything. But again he reinstated, because he knew, he had practiced. So whatever practice we have done, or whatever practice we are doing now, before that we meet that fate of getting affected further, whatever we are doing now, we should focus. We should be at least conscious. International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Before becoming Krishna conscious, let us become conscious. I am chanting. What is the difference I am feeling? I am reading Bhagavatam, I am hearing Bhagavatam, worshipping deities, attending aartis, dancing in kirtan, associating with devotees. Is there any difference in my consciousness? Yes, definitely. If we are conscious about that, and when we get affected, we feel very low, unenthusiastic in bhakti, that is the time we have to remember these things. As it is said here, with sword in hand, intelligent men cut through binding knots of reactionary world by remembering the personality of Godhead. Personality of Godhead means even the bhakti yoga, the process of achieving the personality of Godhead. So that is more important. And mind will be trained. And again you can come back. Again go one step ahead. Prabhupada says, if you are fighting with a tiger, some blood you have to give. It's a war. It's a war against Maya. So there will be some bloodshed. But we should, even if we get retired, even if we get hurt and bleeding, we should not give it up. That is more important. And this we have to prepare with a strong mind. We have to make our mind strong. We should be mentally strong and not strongly mental. Difference. If you are strongly mental, difficult to preach. And that's why Prabhupada, ISKCON is the only organization practically you can see in this world whose preaching bases on philosophy. Anywhere in India you go, what preaching is going on by different organizations? Some big sadhus will come, long beard, long hair, you know, so many chelas will be there. And I don't know from where they get so much public. Lakhs of public, I don't know, we don't get so much public. Why? Because what they do? 45 minutes, 1 hour, they'll do lot of bhajan. And all their bhajans, recently someone was telling me, all their bhajans are the tune made on Bollywood songs. So people are actually, in the name of so-called religion and spirituality, they are enjoying that subtle senses. It's Bollywood songs. Oh, I am a dharmic person. I hear this Bollywood bhajan, but not Bollywood song. It's same tune. And then this sadhu will come and speak few sweet words, tell some stories from here and there, and twist all the Bhagavatam all around. No philosophy. And then do again bhajan kirtan. And they quote also. Very famous sadhu is no more now, Osho organization. I read his quote long back in Pune, that kirtan is the only process in Kali Yuga. I said, this is Mahaprabhu's quote. And they are doing kirtan, but what kind of kirtan? Kirtan means, Prabhupada says, Krishna kirtan. They are saying, right, kirtan is the only process. But they don't know what is kirtan. One student asked me, Prabhuji, in our home in Bengal, every year we call some kirtanyas. We pay them 25,000 rupees. And everyone comes. Everyone attends their kirtan. I asked details. He said, yeah, they drink also. They smoke also. And then when they are completely drunk, they sing kirtan. They are singing Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. They are doing it for money. So I said, that is not kirtan. So, ISKCON is the only organization which is preaching, keeping philosophy in the front. Because it will sustain. any person who accepts philosophy. Today morning, we are reading over Prabhupada's quotes on Sankirtan. Prabhupada said, if someone takes a book, it's a tangible result of our preaching. So Prabhupada is hopeful that this person who reads it, if he understands the philosophy, he will go miles. He will sustain. This is what will sustain us. This is not just philosophy. We cannot go to Vaikuntha, as it is mentioned here. But it will sustain in the tough time. Because mind is strong. And Maya is, kicking us with lashes. We can again surface ourselves from beneath. So this is more important than getting affected. Oh, this is Maya, this is not Maya. Everything is Maya. Anything is not Krishna's Maya. So same process of dhyan, instead of applying it for sense objects, we can apply it for Krishna. There are so many things. We can hear about Krishna. We can read about Krishna and talk about Krishna. So many things are there. So, most important absorption. We can see how Prabhupada engaged his disciples who didn't know anything about Krishna consciousness. Most absorption comes when we do some practical service. Just by reading, hearing, chanting, we can absorb. But the absorption will not be so intense because we are afflicted with modes, especially tamoguna and rajoguna. When we do some practical service, we use our body, then the chitta gets purified and the mind gets absorbed. So like Radha Govind Swami Maharaj, he gives this Krishna katha. And he says one pastime, very beautiful pastime. He says, I'll tell in Hindi. So, because then there's some words. It's very beautiful. Maharaj says, I'm just reiterating the same words. So, Maharaj ji batate hain, ki ek bar Krishna ja rahe the, Makhan Chori ka lila chalu ho gaya. Krishna ja rahe hain. So, ek gopi bol, gopi ko daya aagai, bol, ye chori karke khata hai. To, dusri gopi ek bol, ek aana idhar aa. अल्लाह माखन खाएगा? अभी तो रोज चुरा के खा रहा है ना? तभी गोपी बोली ठीक है चुरा के खाता है इतना मेहनत करता है इधर अल्लाह माखन खा ले। अब महाराज यही वर्ड यूज करते हैं तो महाराज कृष्ण बोलते हैं गोपी को भिखमंगा समझी हो हाँ? नंद बाबा के बेटा है हम इकलौता 9 लाख गाय है इतना मक्खन घी है हमारे घर में पूरा बाढ़ आ जाएगा हम तुमसे मांग के खाएंगे तो ये गोपी परेशान बोले अरे फिर तुम तो चोरी करके खाते तब किधर गया नंद बाबा का बेटा बोले तो चोरी करने में कितना मेहनत लगता है प्लानिंग करना पड़ता है टीम बनाना पड़ता है टीम को ट्रेन करना पड़ता है हाथ पांव लगाने पड़ते हैं स्ट्रेटेजी लगाना पड़ता है रिस्क लेना पड़ता है तब फल मिलता है तब हम खाते हैं मांग के नहीं खाते सो वी कैन अंडरस्टैंड हाउ वी हैव टू वर्क जस्ट कमिंग एंड प्रेइंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ कृष्णा विल नॉट वर्क Do some physical activity, immediately mind gets absorbed. You preach to 2 people. You go and preach to 2 people. And now you may not be absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, but these 2 people will ask you so many questions, SMS you, they'll call you, Prabhuji, this I didn't understand, this I didn't understand. You will be forced in Krishna consciousness. Preaching works. Not only for the other person who is getting preached, but for preacher it works wonderfully. So this is the absorption we have to do. So what we saw in this today's verse is when the establishment of relation takes place, when the relation gets established, when both the parties, they glance at each other, they get affected. Very dangerous. But even if we get affected, we should, now whatever we are in our senses somewhat, we should practice and become conscious that this bhakti process is working. That is how we'll develop faith. Our faith should not be theoretical. Okay, someone else is doing, that is why it is working. you also do and see whether it is working for you. Then faith will become conviction.
Yes, Shraddha will, otherwise it will always remain Adho Shraddha.
We have to go ahead. These nine stages are nothing but intensity of faith increases. In Prema means unlimited faith in Krishna. Nishtha means a sufficient faith that he will not go back. So we should practice and we should be conscious. We should observe and develop faith and increase that faith. And whenever we get afflicted, we get reinstated. Have faith in the process, in the devotees and Krishna. That is how we can save ourselves. So become very strong in the mind level. Mind should not be strong. We should be strong at mind level. Convinced. This intelligence should be very sharp. When Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma were bewildered by Maya, you know why still they are glorified? One thing was that Lord was directly involved. This was a pastime. But they are still glorified because they did not leave Krishna consciousness. It's not that, you know, Shiva said, oh, in public, mera to pura ijjat ka sab faluda ho gaya. All my image of, you know, who burned the Kandarpa is gone. I was able to control, you know, my senses. Parvati is sitting on my lap. I am giving Bhagavatam, not affected. Now what happened? He didn't get. He understood this Krishna, but he didn't leave Krishna. Brahma didn't leave Krishna. So why should we, when get affected, leave Krishna? One should never leave Krishna. And never leave the process of Krishna. Even if you leave, Krishna doesn't leave. Putana was crying, Muncha, Muncha, leave me son, leave me son. No, I will not leave you. So all of us have established some relation with Krishna, he will not leave us. So better to continue rather than running away. If you run away also, next life you will see Krishna standing there. Hello, continue the process. So don't leave, we should not leave. Prabhupada is crying. Then he said, don't leave ISKCON at any time. He told so many devotees, don't leave. Whatever may happen, whatever you have to face, face it. Don't leave. Tamal Krishna Maharaj, this is the last pastime I'll tell of Prabhupada and then we'll close. His own Tamal Krishna Maharaj tells this pastime in one lecture that one Prabhupada disciple, he was the height of compassion. So I tell this example again and again. One Prabhupada disciple was staying here in Juhu temple. A morning program he'll attend very sincerely. He'll take prasadam. After prasadam he'll go to Juhu beach and there was one Mayavadi Baba. He will sit with that Mayavadi Baba and preach Mayavada. And evening come for prasad and sandhya arati and then sleep. So devotees came to know after some time where he goes and they saw, they inquired. Tamal Krishna Maharaj was so angry, furious. But he didn't take any action. He was waiting for Prabhupada. So he told Prabhupada. And he was very furious. Prabhupada said, so what should we do? Kamal Krishna Maharaj, we should throw him out immediately. We should throw him out. Prabhupada started crying. Tears rolling down his cheeks. Kamal Krishna was shocked. What did I say? Prabhupada said, Lord Nityananda has never rejected anyone. Never. Who am I to reject? If Lord is accepting, who am I to reject? And then Maharaj understood. Or the level of compassion. There are many such stories. We should not take undue advantage of compassion of acharyas. Sometimes we have this tendency. Oh, Guru is merciful. Seniors are merciful, we do all nonsense and then Krishna will take the case in his hand. And Krishna will not let you go also and yet purify you. It's very painful. It's like surgery without anesthesia. So any comments, questions? I'm sorry, it's a bewildering pastime for me also. I could relate, you know. Any comment or any question any devotee has?
Yes.
Very good lecture, I have said. Very good lecture. Very, what I say, at this age, you are giving such beautiful lecture, such a good lecture, knowledgeable, that nobody else at this age will give.
Thank you very much. At the age of 87 also, you are coming regularly every day to temple. So this inspires us. At the age of 87, Prabhuji, you see, is walking and coming to temple, hearing lecture. Such an inspiration. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.